Governor Bill Walker wants to bring lawmakers together to resolve differences over a plan to balance the state government's long-term budget. Walker invited leaders from both chambers to meet at the governor's house tomorrow, and he says he'll meet with them as frequently as needed while the legislature remains in session.
Me sitting back doing nothing is not an option either. And so now that they have put pieces on the table, many of which were similar to what I proposed last year, I'm more than anxious to sit down and have that discussion.
The Senate passed a bill that would draw money from permanent fund earnings and set permanent fund dividends at $1,000. The Senate also is seeking a new lower limit on state spending. The House's bill would draw money from permanent fund earnings, too, and would reduce PFDs, but PFDs would be higher at $1,250. The House also passed an income tax and changes to oil and gas taxes. Walker supports some form of broad-based tax and doubts the state can close the gap with larger spending cuts.
There's been a lot of discussion about what government waste is and what wasteful spending is, but I believe that wasteful spending is not feeding hungry kids. Taking care of seniors is not waste. Funding state troopers is not waste.
Anchorage Democratic Representative Chris Tuck says the Senate must move toward the House's position.
The only compromise that I see right now is the Senate accepting a fair and balanced budget.
House leaders say an income tax is needed to spread the impact of balancing the budget. House Rules Committee Chairwoman Gabrielle Ledoux says it's not enough to just draw money from the permanent fund, known as a percentage of market value or POMV draw.
I want to make this perfectly clear, that if the Senate thinks that we are going to get out of here with just a POMV, they got another thing coming.
Senate President Pete Kelly says the senators will meet with the House and Walker, but Walker won't serve as a mediator.
The goal isn't compromise. The goal is to do what's in the best interest of the people of the state, and to think that we're going to do something that's counter to the best interests of Alaska just to reach a compromise for the sake of compromise, that's not on our list this year.
Senators say House members who insist on an income tax jeopardize any long-term plan.